All right. Now, first and foremost, shout out to all the people down in Florida. You know, our prayers and everything are with y'all. I hope everybody makes. I hope everybody, as many people made as could. You know, just everybody just stay positive. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. I doubt any of them are here, but if they do, you know, man, you know, keep being strong, you know. Anyways, Deadpool 3, they have given an update, if that is what you want to call it. And I'm going to tell you what, I want to look into this, and I'm sure there's going to be talk about this, but I want to know how many views, like, this got. Because I know people are like, you know, between listening to it more one time, sharing it, you know. And then when everybody starts hearing about it, then they're going to go and check it out. I mean, this is something that if you're any kind of Marvel fan, MCU, X-Men, all that stuff. This one is for you. Now, with that being said, this is, I guess, spoiler to Ryan Reynolds' little message. So if you haven't watched it yet, I hope you have. But if you haven't, you know, you're about to hear what happened. Well, my boy gonna come out and announce that Wolverine is coming back for Deadpool 3. And I'm gonna tell you what, you wanna talk about being excited. I never dreamt that I guess he was in Wolverine's movie, so he can, you know, I guess kind of return the favor. You know, I mean, I just thought about that. I mean, he was in his movie. That was when we first saw Deadpool. And you know, he definitely wasn't the Deadpool that we got to know. And I'm really curious to see how this Deadpool plays in, because it is under Disney now. If they're good, but they're bringing it. I just feel like that's a good way to bring in Wolverine. Let it be a little R-rated, because this movie's going to be R-rated. So just go ahead and go all out, get it all out of your system. And then after that, you're probably ain't going to see much more stuff like that come from Disney. Now, unless, I feel like this movie is going to do what Spider-Man No Way Home could have done. Where they have advertised that Hugh Jackman, I mean, this movie was already going to be big anyways. The first time you've seen Deadpool of all people in the MCU under Disney. Whew, you know what I'm saying? Just because, and the fact that they're bringing the same Deadpool, or it ain't like they're like, well, we're going to bring in Deadpool, but it's going to be a whole different, no. This is Ryan Reynolds. And you really don't want to just jack it all up. You know what I'm saying? So for them to even move forward with this, I just feel like they're like, okay, we're going to do it. Let's do it. You know what I mean? It is people know, and they got the little parental thing now on Disney Plus, so they ain't gonna have to worry about when it goes to Disney Plus being an issue. They have already got part one and two on there, so you know, and for them to call it part three, you know what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this. You got the same actor, the same character, it's part three. It ain't like they're like, you know, reborn like Daredevil, which I think is stupid, but I'll still watch it. But with this, oh, that reminds me, John Bernthal. One of my favorite actors, old Shane from Walking Dead, old Punisher from Netflix, is set to return as the Punisher in the new Marvel Daredevil show. Like, I'm disappointed that it's not going to be as violent or whatever, but whatever. It don't have to be violent, so, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy, you know, not as happy as, you know, hearing about old Hugh Jackman, but, you know, I'm happy, so. Yeah, needless to say, he was probably like other than Negan, because I mean, Negan was definitely up there too. Shane was probably one of my favorite characters from The Walking Dead. I've kind of just stepped away from it. I don't think I'm going to worry about watching it and watching the rest of it until I watch it with Little Man, because I know once he's old enough to watch it, we're going to end up watching it. So I'm just like, you know what? Just wait. I think I got up to like season 8, I think. Heck, I don't know. But I did enjoy it. You know, I wouldn't mind going and finishing it. But like I said, there's so many seasons. I just feel like, you know what? It's all good. And if I hear a spoiler, I ain't that worried. I mean, people die all the time on that show. So, you know, it's Walking Dead. But back to the Wolverine, though. There's been so much talk about how he will never do Wolverine again. I do feel like this probably will be his last time, but I think he just wanted to, in my opinion, I don't even know if it was him. I feel like it, the more I think about it, I think it was Ryan saying, dude, just do it, you know? Hey, Kevin Feige, why don't you back that truck up full of money to Hugh's house? That's what I want to know. Whatever size of role he does in this, that dude is going to get paid. I would think that if Hugh Jackman agreed, because Deadpool 3 was already a, you know, we're going to do this, yeah, we're going to do it. Where Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine wasn't really, honestly, I mean, it was a wish, but I don't know, it was really a thought, though. You know, like, no, they ain't going to do that. But with this whole little multiverse thing going on, I feel like he's going to come in, but then he's going to introduce, you know, maybe to a new Wolverine, another Wolverine, you know, in the multi thing. I don't know. I know Hugh Jackman ain't going to be just sticking around for the longevity. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what is he doing? Is he going to, you know, I don't know. Whatever he does, though, I love it. Just as long as it ain't just some small, which I'll still be good with it. But I hope it ain't just some small cameo like he did in Days of Future Past, which, as great as that was, I hope they don't make this big a deal about it, because I'm sorry, the way that they have done this, people are hyped. You know, go watch the trailer reaction of this. You go watch some of them, and you know, you got people just really getting emotional over this, and you know, and it's, you know, I don't blame them, you know? It's major. Wolverine has a lot of fans out there, so does Deadpool, and the fact that they're both associated together, I mean, you know, and we're going to get to see it. And then also, obviously, the chemistry with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, you know, yeah, there's no other like that. You know, look it up. It's probably on YouTube. I mean, I've heard about all the stuff that they've done, but, you know, yeah, their little rivalry is awesome. So now we get to see them as Deadpool and Wolverine with their rivalry. Woo! Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, and I'm more excited than what I was when I heard about Andrew and what's-his-face coming back for Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield. Huh, about to say, can I not remember his name? But I was excited about that. But this right here, because there was, I don't know, deep down I always thought, you know, you never know. No, I'm not going to sit there and say that I thought that they would bring him back. You know, who am I fooling? But if you had to ask me, like, what do you think the odds are better of Andrew and Toby or Hugh Jackman, I would have probably said Andrew and Toby, just because they didn't do nearly as many movies as Hugh Jackman. You know what I'm saying? My boy has done a lot. All three X-Men. And then he's got 1, 2, 3 movies. So that's 6. And then X-Men Days of Future Past, 7. So yeah, I mean, he's like 7, 8 movies, something like that. And this is just going to add to it. And that is awesome. And then to be probably one of the longest running characters in the MCU. Or Marvel or whatever. I mean, it was Magneto. Or not Magneto. Patrick Stewart. You know who I'm talking about. But anyways, I'm excited. I don't think they could have announced this any better. Ryan Reynolds, he is probably the best self-promoter out there, because it's like, now is he the, you know, bomb diggity, but he knows it, and he knows how to promote himself, and that's awesome. You know, I mean, who better than to believe in you? You know what I mean? Because if you don't believe in you, then why should I? So, you know, I definitely was not expecting that, though. When I saw, you know, Deadpool 3 update, and I just thought, well, okay, well, here we go, you know. And I ain't gonna lie, I about choked when I saw Hugh Jackman walking in the back and him ask him that. And then, and I ain't gonna lie, I had to look into it afterwards because I'm like, is this like legit? You know, like, are they fooling us? You know, like in Dumb and Dumber, you know, quit fooling me. I forget how you even went, but no, that's a movie I saw 3 times in the theater. I love some Dumb and Dumber, but anyways, quit falling off track. You gotta quit it. Yeah. This is going to be awesome. So, and the only bad thing, I guess, is it ain't for 2 years, but you know in 2 years, Ryan and Hugh Jackman are coming back, Jack. And I think Ryan Reynolds is going to be back for a good little while now, I think. I think this is just the beginning of things for him, and I think Hugh is kind of, you know, like, okay, dude, I've did my service or whatever. Because I ain't going to lie, watching him on that YouTube video, it's like, man. Of course, I'm sure they do makeup and, you know, the outfits and all that stuff, but my boy definitely didn't look like he used to. We'll just say that. So, anyways, if you haven't checked it out, and I've already ruined it for you, but you still want to see it, go check it out. So, I'm done.